If it's hot.
She's a master in the kitchen.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
And trending.
This is a profound honor.
As a woman in music.
It's on Bridges feed.
Well, you can't impeach somebody that's doing a great job.
Okay. Look, for a change with Married at First Sight, I'm not going to focus on the crazy family members, the cheating,
okay.
The affair, the scandals, all of that
stuff.
Is there anything
else to it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, finally we see another side to Jules and Cam. Now, let me set this up. First of all, they all go and meet all their family together and have lunch and whatever and blah, blah, blah. And Jess's dad's really full on. And I tell you what, Cam, who is a lovely guy, he's the ex-cricketer, he's the only one that seems to really be in love with Jules.
Yeah.
There's no way he could deal with Jess's dad because he's an ex-boxer and he had quite a few choice words to say to Mick.
Oh, really?
Partner.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But
we,
no,
met him up here a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, we did.
Dropper. Yeah, you did.
Yep.
You don't reckon they're going to last the distance,
No, I've declared they've got no idea.
They were all over each other.
Oh, now, fakely.
Fakely. Mm-hmm.
You were?
So...
Spider's Dictionary.
There you go.
It's not very big.
No. You're on fire, right? Yay.
He's just setting them up.
He is, is he? Knocking them down. Oh, I love it. Okay, now this is really odd last night. Now, I knew this in the build-up. Everyone knew there was a big crying scene last night. Now, Jules and Cam are the ones that are in love. They're going to move in together. And quite frankly, everyone's saying now they're getting a bit smarmy. It's a bit, you know... We're in love and you guys aren't.
Look at me, look at me.
Oh, I don't know. So anyway, I think they've had a discussion and gone, we need more airtime. We need the cameras to hang around a bit more.
Okay.
All we're showing is the light. We need some shade. We need the yin to the yang. We need the salt to the pepper.
Yeah, the oyster and the pearl.
Yeah, and the guy and the girl. What do you got?
A perfect match.
What's happening? So anyway, this was really weird. They were affected by the commitment ceremony. So they were affected by other couples, not them. They get on the couch and they smugly say, we're in love, we're going to live together.
Mm.
But because of the drama on the outside, the drama, the next day they let it affect them.
Oh, okay. What do you mean?
Exactly. Have a listen first to Jules. This is Jules being a bit upset.
All the drama going on, it's draining. This becomes your world and your focus. And you start thinking about it and you get emotionally invested in it.
I mean, Jill's upset. I'm upset. And we sort of run our emotions heavy off each other.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah. Come on, that's dramatic. Come on. I don't mean to be cynical.
No.
But you're happy. You're smug. You're in love. You're moving in together. What's the point? What is going on?
Mm.
But... Cam, poor Cam, her partner, he was trying to say something to the camera, but unfortunately...
He didn't.
Well, I thought he's about to tell everyone there's a death in the family. Have a listen.
We've probably never even...
Oh, honey. Oh,
Eat it, don't. Shh.
Oh, wow.
Come here.
Why? I couldn't possibly continue on here. The memories.
Oh, boy.
Look, I've got to be careful. I am all for men crying, but that was out of proportion.
Oh.
Why are you crying that hard? You, like, literally cannot breathe, just wetting Jules' shoulder because he's shorter than it. With tears.
Have you gone to the beer fridge on a Friday night and it's empty?
Oh, come on.
Peter.
Come on. Seriously, have you ever cried like that?
Oh, please.
What do you think about... So,
that's a joke.
Because everyone was saying it must be a death in the family or something, and he cries because of that. It's got to be because they want more airtime. Anyway, bless them. Let's not be cynical. Let's move on. Are you ready for this? This was huge last night. Okay. Did anyone see Dancing with the Stars?
No.
Me neither. Okay.